Maybe you've noticed a new microchip on your debit card or your credit card. It's all about security. Credit and debit cards with chips in them do better at protecting your private information than traditional cards. The chip generates a one-time code for each transaction. That unique code lets the merchant make the sale, but the thieves can't use it to make fake cards. The chip cards are standard overseas, and now the U.S. is adopting the new technology. To learn more, go to stcumoney.org.
Spokane listens when business talks. Welcome to Business Talks, the region's only local business radio talk show with your host, Kent Adams. Business Talks is brought to you by Spokane Teachers Credit Union and Associated Industries. Now, let's get down to business with Business Talks.
And good day to you. It's Kent Adams here. And we try to do this once a month and with Mark Richard and from the Downtown Spokane Partnership. And a few weeks back, you decided it was your turn to have bronchitis. And 2 weeks ago when we rescheduled it, it was my turn. And so we're both healthy here, although I sound a little grovelly, if you will. But how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fantastic. I do notice that bug has really enhanced your radio voice. Yeah. Again. I really like it. Yeah. Thanks so much for inviting me back.
Yeah. What I like about it is that, and we talked about it with the mayor the other day and so forth, that downtown is the heart of the city. If we don't have that strong downtown, we don't have a strong Spokane area,
right,
and Inland Northwest. And as much as we love Coeur d'Alene, as much as we love the other towns and so forth that surround us, and they're an integral part of everything, downtown is so very important. And so let's talk about some of the great things going on, because you've been busy.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is kind of on the agenda is to talk about the bid and the expansion. And BID stands for?
The Business Improvement District.
Okay. And that's the legal district, right?
That's right, yeah. Okay. So right now, for folks that aren't aware, this is an area where businesses agree to assess themselves a fee that ultimately turns around and pays us to deliver core essential services that we talk about every month. Clean, okay, safe, vibrant activation.
I see you guys out watering the flowers and
hanging
the trees.
And watering the plants and flowers, hanging banners, bringing live entertainment into downtown, helping promote and advertise for businesses and events in downtown. All those kinds of wonderful things. And so one of our goals constantly is to look at areas where businesses might be interested in receiving essentially our services. And we know in the downtown core, if we think up towards the railroad, up towards the freeway, and even over towards Division, there are areas where we don't impact in terms of clean and safe and those things that we'd like to really have conversations about.
It seems like what we used to think of downtown is expanding.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It
so
is.
So that means you're going to be expanding, hopefully, the bid district.
Yeah, I think the growth is expanding. New businesses are expanding up in that area, and so as a result of that, I think we need to do better care and feeding of those areas, to really set the stage for them to be successful.
Now, will they come into the process and also be part of the revenue package for that too, because you're not going to give them a free ride across the street and down the road from those that are paying, right?
Our existing ratepayers would be pretty upset about that.
Yeah.
So we're going to engage in conversations right now around Division, around the corridor between Brown and Pine. We're an area, believe it or not, where we don't cover.
Really?
And engage with our businesses and property owners, see if they have an interest in these services.
Seems like a natural.
It does seem like a natural, And for us too, it's Division obviously is and Brown are major gateways in through our downtown.
Yes.
To not be able to affect the cleanliness, the planters, the landscaping, the lighting in those areas, I think we're missing the boat a little bit.
Yeah, what is it? Brown and Third with the new am I getting the corner right? But you have the new entrance, and then across the street is a new strip mall. And
Division and,
things,
and Third.
Division,
yeah.
Okay. Yep. Things are starting to look really nice there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's an area where we advocate and influence through our membership support. That's a separate thing from the bid.
Okay.
And the mayor talked about that yesterday, as you mentioned, in terms of us working together to partner to make major investments in those gateways.
Right.
The next one coming, of course, in the next really probably 6 to 12 months is going to be the Lincoln Monroe corridor.
Okay.
And looking at substantial aesthetic improvements on those off-ramps and on-ramps.
Yes, because people get off there when they're coming from west
yeah.
to to downtown, don't they?
Right. And as I say, my little phrase is that, you know, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression.
Exactly. Well, and it's got to be more than Taco Bell on the corner of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So good. That's great. Well, good news. And you guys really do provide a great service in helping to maintain downtown, but also to promote it. So great stuff.
Thank you.
Are there a couple of events coming up?
There are, yeah. So really, I want to give folks a heads up on something. Again, if they're listening to this after we are talking here today, later on after the third, you know, thanks for coming.
Yes.
And it was a great success. But we're really excited. So we have First Friday going on this coming June 3rd.
Oh, gosh.
A ton of things going on. The Inlander has a major kind of their downtown concert fair. They're going to be over 80 bands in throughout the downtown area. And so we run that First Friday event where we connect art and culture with businesses.
Yes.
So there's going to be tons of things going on. And then we're also closing off Howard Street between Riverside and the park.
Okay.
And we're going to host an amazing car show. This is our third annual Sovereign Vintage Race Car car show that's going to be on Howard. It's going to have live music. It's going to have some food. A lot of fun. You'll be able to support Parkinson's research by purchasing a t-shirt. Just
great.
Come out and support it. And by the way, Kent, I want to give you this. This is a ticket to the actual race where these historic cars race out at Spokane Raceway Park.
Oh, fun.
That weekend. And so I want you to come out and check that out. It's just an amazing track and an amazing event.
Yeah. If I can't make it, I might give it to my friend that I'm having lunch with today, Sammy Eubanks.
Sounds great.
Who loves motorsports. I mean, guy. Yeah, we created a show for him just because he said, Kent, I really want to do this show. So he's had some great folks from across the country on. He loves it in addition to great music, of course.
Well, you tell him I gave it to him, and then I'd love to talk to him about bringing his amazing music into downtown.
Okay, and he has a new CD that's coming out, so I will. I will talk to him today.
Okay.
That's a promise, absolutely, for sure. Okay, so if you're listening after the third.
Right. You missed a great event.
Yeah, well, just next year.
Next year.
But there's something going on again this fall.
Yeah. So I want to just give folks a little teaser. So again, September, October of this year, we're going to host our second annual Washington State Lantern Festival in Riverfront Park. If you didn't get a chance to make that this last year, around that same time frame, we had between 60 and 80,000 visitors into Riverfront Park. It was absolutely brilliant, spectacular. A lot of folks really loved it. But believe it or not, it's going to be bigger and better.
Wow.
The only thing that's going to be the same is going to be the 150-foot-long dragon.
Okay.
And that must
have been pretty popular.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to have this massive koi fish. I can't remember how big it is, but it's absolutely massive and stunning.
Okay.
They're going to be all new lanterns. And we're actually going to bring in a new element. It's going to be dinosaurs. And when I first heard this, I'm thinking, dinosaurs and lantern festival.
Think I remember them well.
Right, dinosaurs. Right, exactly. Yeah. You were around there in that time.
Yeah.
And I had a chance to tour the home of the Lantern Festival. It is also known as the home of the dinosaur because in China, this particular area is the highest concentration of dinosaur finds in anywhere on the planet.
Wow.
So there's
what you're referring to is you went to China for a week.
Yeah, I did.
What, about a month and a half, 2 months ago?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So I get it, the connection. And so what we want to do is bring that cultural experience.
Well, and everybody loves dinosaurs.
To Spokane, yeah. And
if they don't understand the connection, they love dinosaurs, especially the kids.
So this is a family event. It's a family event. Yeah. More and more family event this year. We're going to have stuff for kids. We're going to have a dinosaur dig. So the kids will be able to come and dig through and do a dinosaur find. They're going to be able to walk away with a replica fossil.
Well, I tell you, Riverfront Park will do anything to help the construction of the new park.
Yeah, that's right.
Get kids to dig up the park.
Yeah, it's part of the excavation project.
Yeah, I
love it.
Okay, all right, there are a number of jokes. I know. Hey, one of the things I want to talk about is, in case our listeners haven't noticed, right, it's that other season. It's called construction season.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on. We mentioned it with the mayor yesterday. And, of course, you know, we can all joke about it and talk about that. You can't get anywhere anymore. The fact is you can. And it's a major improvement and a major step that we've taken now twice in terms of taxing ourselves and so forth to make these improvements in Spokane. So you know, kind of like shut up and put up with it for a while, because it's only going to improve things, right?
That's right.
What's going on?
Yeah, so a number of really great things. You know, the most probably impactful in terms of short-term, you know, rerouting and thinking about whether you're taking the bus or whether you're driving through downtown is, of course, the Lincoln-Monroe corridor.
Yeah.
So really starting in less than a week, we're going to start to see some excavation going along that corridor, roughly from the Monroe Street Bridge on up to approximately 2nd Avenue.
Okay.
As you know, they're just finishing up their work up on the South Hill on that Monroe. But the great news is that really is one, and again, you know, like you said, you know, voters, be patient. We all voted for this. We knew it was necessary. Lincoln Monroe is one of our major gateways into our community, and yet it's in really rough condition. So kudos to you for supporting it.
Right.
Let's embrace it. So our campaign we're running is called Future Spokane.
Okay.
And the idea is that let's embrace this. Let's be positive.
Okay.
Let's remember we voted for it.
Right.
And in the end, what we're going to have is, bright, shiny new infrastructure.
Yeah.
By the way, along with that road, we're going to see our new lighting. We're going to see infrastructure for us to do hanging baskets.
Nice.
And banners and decorative lighting for the holidays, those kinds of things that we can't currently do.
Yeah.
And so just be patient. That's really the biggest project happening this year.
Yeah.
And then we're finishing up Wall Street. That'll be done in about September. That's going to be an amazing little stretch between Spokane Falls and Main Street.
That's going to be fun. You know, we can sit and complain about the construction and so forth. The other side of that coin is we sit and complain because we have potholes and bad streets. So we have to put up with, if we really want them improved, it's going to have an impact.
Yes.
And the nice thing is that it might be a few months, but then for the next 10, 15 years, we have nice streets.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, we have no one to blame but ourselves because we stepped up and said, yes, we want this.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we talk about this too. I can tell you from Visit Spokane, when you interview them, you know, that Lincoln Monroe corridor, the Division corridor, I mean, those are our major entry points into our city. And when we have to take guests on an alternative route because those roads are in rough shape, that's a bad deal.
Yes, yes.
So these
hurts business and everything else.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We've got 1 minute before we're going to go to break, but something's going on Main Avenue. There's a lot of discussion. What is it?
Yeah, so good news for, again, folks at Visit Spokane, your parking meter dollars at work. So we partnered with the city. They're putting in some dollars along with the reuse of the parking meter revenues.
Okay.
And what we're going to see there in the next couple of months is we're going to try a pilot program. It's called Mid-Street Parking.
Okay.
So there's going to be some striping going on. We're actually going to have kiosks where you can literally park in the middle of the street. And then we're going to have some beautiful landscaping that's going to come in that area, roughly from Brown to Pine.
Okay.
So just either side of Division.
Okay.
And so some nice landscaping, some additional parking, and then a nice enhanced mid-street crossing. So folks, that area is just alive right now with housing, with retail, entertainment, and so creating safe passage across the mid-block there between Brown and Division is another amenity that'll be...
One of the things that often comes up, and let's talk about it when we come back from the break, and that is parking downtown. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've just put on my phone is the new app. So let's talk about that, because I think that's really important. And this misconception that, I can't ever find a parking spot downtown. We have plenty. Maybe 2 days before Christmas, it's really tight. But for the rest of the year, we're in pretty good shape. We're going to take a break. Kent Adams here with Business Talks, and my guest is Mark Richard. We'll be back after this.
Debt is a lot more common than most people realize. 20% of American households spend more than they make. It is also possible to break free of debt. No matter where you are, there are some habits you can develop to help you live debt-free. Pay down your existing debt as fast as possible. Pay with cash when you can. Stash cash for emergencies. Ask yourself if you really need to purchase something, and take some new tactics to earn more if you can. Learn more about living debt-free at stcumoney.org. Maybe you've noticed a new microchip on your debit card or your credit card. It's all about security. Credit and debit cards with chips in them do better at protecting your private information than traditional cards. The chip generates a one-time code for each transaction. That unique code lets the merchant make the sale, but the thieves can't use it to make fake cards. The chip cards are standard overseas, and now the U.S. is adopting the new technology. To learn more, go to stcumoney.org.
A special thank you to our friends at Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, the official coffee supplier here at Spokane Talks Online.
Welcome back, Kent Adams, and my guest is Mark Richard from the Downtown Spokane Partnership. You wear a lot of hats with the BID district and everything else, but we'll just make you the executive director of the Downtown Spokane Partnership, and that covers all kinds of sins, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Mark, a good guy, and really cares about our downtown, and you've provided good service and dedication to this community, a couple of stints as the county commissioner and now this, and you're obviously driven by serving, and I think that's important, and we see some good people in our community step up, Ozzie as sheriff, for instance, and so forth, folks who are in it, not for themselves, but to contribute to the community, so I cheer you.
Well, it means a lot to me to hear you say that. Thank you. And that is really what drives me.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Spokane.
Yeah.
This is about our
it's about your community.
Our grandchildren. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. And this job is so amazing. I mean, really, it's one of those blessings, just like you, where you pinch yourself. You get to go do this, and you get paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some of us get paid for it.
Right.
And a whole other story. Someone asked me the other day, are you guys a nonprofit? Well, right now we are, but someday we hope not to be. But anyway, what we mentioned before we went to break, the issue, which I'm not hearing as loudly as I used to, but once in a while, well, I got to go downtown, meaning I've got to go, what they're really saying is I got to go downtown and find a parking spot. The fact is that we have a couple of parking facilities. You guys move people around every few hours, if you will, in the parking meters. And I've just discovered, finally loaded yesterday, although I haven't used it yet, an app where you can work with your parking meter. So first of all, talk about the alternatives and where people can go and find parking.
Sure.
And some of them get validated and so forth too, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you have a lot of businesses that validate. You have so we have a couple programs that you can get via our website at downtownspokane.net.
Okay.
You know, the off-street parking, you know, the garages offer phenomenal rates, really. I mean, you can get an early bird special. You can pay $6 for the whole day.
Wow.
You know, in the heart of downtown. So,
And you can drive around town in some of the fringe ones, and they're so happy to tell you about $5. And I'm thinking you can be right downtown in the heart of the city for $6.
That's
so,
right.
Not bad.
So a recent study that the park did, they found that we have, just in the periphery of the park, there's over 4,000 parking stalls in close proximity to Riverfront Park.
Okay.
And they're at about, on average, about 30% occupancy. So I mean, the fact is that, yes, we hear this complaint, but the reality is there is a plethora of parking in downtown.
Okay.
Part of it requires patience. Part of it requires just being a little flexible. It's okay. In fact, it's enjoyable to park a block away from your destination and walk and experience and, you know,
exactly.
And feel your
downtown. You might discover a new store, a new opportunity, a new coffee shop.
Over 120 different restaurants and eateries in downtown. You might trip across something you didn't know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that.
But that's really a good point. You know, we just came off Bicycle Week and those kinds of things that we talk about. And yet we always want to, I remember back in the days when the YMCA was in the park and nobody wanted to park outside the Y parking lot, but they wanted to go in and work out. But they didn't want to walk two blocks.
Isn't
you know, walking 50 feet was enough.
Right, but I want to go work out.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to think about, you know, that would be good for you to walk a block or a block and a half and discover downtown. Because you're right. I walk to a meeting. I'm going to walk to a meeting this afternoon, and I know I will come across something that I didn't know about before. And that's part of the discovery.
Yeah, I walked three blocks to get to your office today, and it was a beautiful walk.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Just lots of great things to see. So the Park Me app is a great tool. And so what it does is it allows you to not only pay by your phone,
right?
But you can also re-up by your phone. So this allows you, if you're running late in a meeting, you're coming close to your 2 hours, you'll get a notification on your phone.
Right.
Hey, you're about to run out of time. You want to renew for 15 minutes.
Okay.
So it avoids.
So is it just the 15 minutes?
I believe it is. 15
okay.
Minutes,
okay.
Right. So essentially, just give you that extra time to close up your, you know, your shopping or your dining. But again, most all of the meters in the core are 2 hours.
Right.
As you get further out, they're up to 10 hours.
Yeah, 4 and 6 and 10.
And
I got a kick out of it yesterday because I sent one of our staff down to go plug my meter out front because I was, you know, knew I was getting there. And when he went down, the guy was saw Dylan come to the meter and put the change in and gave me a warning. I mean, it had just gone dead. Right. Well, if I had the app, I wouldn't have been that close.
You could have done it right here.
On timing. You know?
Yeah.
And I've seen our guests do that a lot. So,
right.
So the old guy finally got with the
good
app.
Good for you.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, people ask, well, why do you charge for parking? Parking should be free. Two things. One, we
tried
that.
Try Seattle.
We tried that in the 80s, number one. And what we find is it gets filled up with employees.
Yeah.
And there's no place for you and me to come down and park when we want to experience our downtown.
Yes.
The second piece I would say is that it's worth it. You're not going to get the kind of experience anywhere else in the Inland Empire that you get in downtown. So endure a buck and a half for parking and come get all that experience. And then the third and final thing is, again, your parking meter dollars are being reinvested down into your downtown beautification. So it's not going into the black hole of government.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Going back
and
into the beautification.
And I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
Because we all think, well, yeah, the guy's out there like he was yesterday ready to give me a ticket for $15 so they can go spend it on something that I might or might not care about.
Right.
But it's going back in to make improvements to
that's
downtown.
Right.
So we need
And we just talked about one, that Main Street Improvement Project, largely funded by parking meter dollars.
Good. Hey, we broke the news last fall on Carhartt's coming to downtown Spokane. And how are things going there?
Oh, my gosh. We had a chance to meet with their corporate, regional, and local manager last week.
Okay.
They are so exciting. So we've got news for you today. They are going to do their grand opening on July 15th.
Are we breaking news again?
We are.
Okay, great.
And so we hope that folks come out and support them. They not only serve our construction community, they serve our ag community, and they have a really cool kind of urban design label for the younger gen of the millennials. And so come check it out, support. I didn't realize this till last week. This is one of 28 stores that Carhartt has in the entire nation, and they chose downtown Spokane, Washington.
Wow. That's a real compliment, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. And we had yesterday, because I just learned about it, STCU and Rocket Bakery are going to do a scone and loan.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
downtown, right next to Carhartt.
Yeah.
I mean, and they picked that because of the revitalization that's going on at that end of River Park Square and so forth and so forth. And in fact, speaking of that, across the street there's this big building. It's called Macy's.
Yeah.
Right? What's going on there?
Yeah. So
are we going to hear anything in the next 2 months?
We are. We are.
Okay.
Yeah. So as I've recently reported, you know, we do have at least three bidders we knew that have responded to Macy's request for proposals.
And out of town.
Right. At least one of those out of town.
And then two in town.
And two in town. One of those being the Coles family. And the other one being a combination with John Stockton and Kent Hull, who are doing another phenomenal project over in the U District.
Oh, gosh. Another Kent?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Scary.
I know. Yeah, too many of them. So what my instincts are, we'll probably hear within the next couple of weeks on a signed around deal on that property.
Okay.
So if folks wondering how downtown is doing, just think about that. You know, 100,000 square feet of property goes up on the market, and literally within months, this thing looks like it'll be sold and redeveloped into something. We don't know yet what it will be.
Right.
But the fact is that you've got multiple investors, even outside the area, interested in this property tells us downtown's on fire.
Yeah.
We're doing great.
And you and I have talked about this before, but it always amazes me. Since River Park Square, which is what, 20 or 30 years ago, what kind of investment have we seen downtown?
Well, we know it's been probably about at least $1.5 billion.
Okay.
Right. And, you know, just in the last.
That's almost like a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so as you'll hear Walt Worthy say that he wouldn't have done the Davenport.
Right.
Davenport.
Which means then the tower, then the Grand.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Grand is part of the process to help bring in convention people.
Mm-hmm.
And the conventions and the visitors pay about just under $500 of taxes a year that we don't have, you and I don't have to pay.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
People forget about that sometimes.
Yeah, we love our visitors. They come and embrace and support and spend their money. And then
they don't cost us on
and
schools
they go back home.
And
right,
things like that.
They help us to fund our schools and our social services. And,
exactly.
Yep.
Okay. What else is going on in economic development downtown?
Oh, man, we are seeing so many great things that are going on. We have prospects that are doing due diligence on a number of different buildings.
Okay.
We have a new purchase acquisition of what's called the Madison over on West First. A lot of great things happening on West First right now. So
that's just up the block here.
Just up the block. That'll be turned back into market rate housing with some retail on the main floor.
Great.
We have what else is going on? We have So I can't tell you about it. I'll give you a little teaser, but we have a international brand that is from the United States that is doing some due diligence. We just did a PED study, a pedestrian count for them, in the downtown area, and they're looking and kicking the tires on downtown Spokane. So hopefully next time I'm on the show, we'll be able to give some breaking news on that.
All right, great. Central City is so darn important to us, and we've talked about that. Let's also remind folks that in addition to the tax dollars that you get through the bid and so forth, the Downtown Spokane Partnership really also relies on businesses and friends to step up and contribute dollars to help revitalize all that's going on. And as I, you know, we talked about earlier, the downtown is the heart of our area. And so, you know, we got to keep that heart pumping.
Well,
so how can they help out?
Well, thanks for offering that. I as you can tell, I'm extremely passionate about our organization. We
haven't noticed.
But the health and vibrancy of our downtown is, like you say, it's the economic engine for the entire Inland Northwest. And so if you believe in what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish in terms of creating a place not only for us, our millennials, our retirees, but our next generations, we need your help. So we do get funding from our ratepayers in that geographic boundary. We rely heavily on our voluntary members.
Right.
We have about 100 members that contribute anywhere from $525 to over $10,000 a year to our organization, and that allows us to do the things that we're doing. So if folks are interested in helping us out, they can contact us through downtownspokane.net.
Okay.
They can contact me on my cell phone at 251-3643.
But only call after 11 at night, right?
After 11 at night, right, yeah, and before 6.
Okay.
And I would love to meet with them and share with them what we're working on and see if they agree with our mission.
Okay, great. Okay? Well, Mark, you'll plan to come back in a few weeks.
I'm
right?
looking forward
and,
to it, yeah.
And keep us informed. Yeah. And I'm soon discovering here that a half hour isn't long enough. And what a pleasure to be talking about so many good things going on. So, Mark Richard, Downtown Spokane Partnership. What is your exact title?
The president and CEO of the Downtown Spokane Partnership.
One of these big titles. Yes. Probably not the pay
means
to go
nothing.
With it. But
no,
yeah. But big title. That's all we all get. Hey, thank you very much. Good to have you here. Thanks for listening to Business Talks. I'm Kent Adams.
Business Talks is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Business Talks is brought to you by Associated Industries and Spokane Teachers Credit Union. Business Talks wishes you good business and a good day.
Debt is a lot more common than most people realize. 20% of American households spend more than they make. It is also possible to break free of debt. No matter where you are, there are some habits you can develop to help you live debt-free. Pay down your existing debt as fast as possible. Pay with cash when you can. Stash cash for emergencies. Ask yourself if you really need to purchase something and take some new tactics to earn more if you can. Learn more about living debt-free at stcumoney.org.